Chapter 1. Warnings. I opened my eyes. I saw the closet, the windows, my green pack by the door. I was back in my bedroom again. What a relief. The world of monsters was gone. Lately, I appeared in that world every night, like being swept away through a portal. Monster sparks bursting out of the sky, roars screaming from all directions, trees burning. There was no escape. Until morning. Every morning I woke up at home, safe in my bedroom. The same questions haunted me. Are monster sparks real? Why do they turn up in my dreams? Are the dreams a warning? I had zero answers. A burning nightmare for a kid like me. You see, I lived alone in the middle woods in Grand Straw and Mud Domo. It had 2 bedrooms and a place for a table and 3 chairs. The kitchen had a pantry where Gran stored herbs and dried roots and an odd collection of things in boxes. That's all we needed. Me and Gran kept to ourselves. Most dragonfly kin settled below in the woodlands where tiger trees grow. They lived in painted domos that looked like bright-colored mushrooms. Without Gran, I was a kid on my own with no plan, living in a domo that felt half-empty. Sure, I used to ask Gran about my parents, lots of times. Who were those secret heroes I belonged to? She never said. She told me other stories, every night, but she never gave away secrets or endings. Never. She said a good story stays a mystery all the way to the end. No use asking.
"Listen to me, Bongo," she would say. "You came to us from the clouds. Just a baby when I found you. What luck for the turquoise forest. You'll find out your story one day. I'm sure of it."
The morning sun was up already. I grabbed my pack and slammed the door hard on my way out. My mind was racing in thoughts. Enough of my crazy world of dreams. Gotta beat this burning nightmare. Maybe a clue, I thought. A red stone on a pile of ashes. What does that mean? Never saw a red one before. Never. Since I woke up, that stone kept popping up in my mind, its fiery red colors turning into green flashes. Is it warning me? That's burning silly. It's just a stone in a bad dream, that's all. But maybe someone dropped it or left it behind? I need to beat these nightmares. I took off, flying fast, looking for storm clouds. Checking out the sky was my first chore every morning. A storm meant beating inside wind and clouds, diving and rolling, blasting out of swirls at turbo speed. That was exactly why I loved flying in storms. The stormier, the better. When I was little, I decided flying would be my superpower. Gran used to let me fly by myself. And I did, every day. My dream was becoming the fastest dragonfly in the turquoise forest. Flying through a storm cloud never scared me. I was fearless. Reckless, too. I called myself Turbo. Wind and clouds became my world. Wind with a bad temper, and storm clouds ready to fire lightning sparks. Sometimes, I actually believed I came from the clouds, whatever Gran's crazy idea meant. Without her, I wasn't sure about anything, except feeling alone.
"Bongo, what's it like flying through storm clouds?" she used to ask me at bedtime. "Tell me, what did you learn today?"
I told Gran about the wild ups and downs of my day in the clouds. It was the same every night. She sat on my bed and listened. She used to twist her gold necklace with 2 fingers. A morning wind started to pick up. I spotted dark clouds ahead. I did a quick roll, testing the wind. A storm was on the move. Blazes! Clouds heading this way, moving fast! My morning just got so much better, I thought. But monsters were still lurking in my head. Maybe my luck has run out. if I ever had any. Maybe superheroes don't exist, and monsters do. Maybe I will live in nightmares forever. Blazes, I need answers, I thought. I can ask Carr. She knows everything about storms and stones. I can beat up there easy through this storm. I bolted straight up to the high woods. Carr lived there, in the Turquoise treetops above the clouds.